Now, just before Matt reads, can you remember, big clue, this is for the last time these guys are going to come out for here, but who are we looking at the moment on Sunday mornings? Nath? What do you think? Oh, God, yeah, we are definitely looking at God. That's a big bonus answer. But what kind of character? We're looking at Peter. So Peter was one of Jesus' disciples. And Peter started life as a fisherman. And one day Jesus came along and he found Peter. And Peter goes on this journey of growing to know Jesus. And we've been going on this journey with Peter so that we grow to know Jesus too. All the things that he discovered, we're going to discover as well. And so we're carrying on that today. And Matt's going to read us just another story where we hear Peter engaging with Jesus. And we're going to learn some things about that. So over to you, Matt. Let's see if I can get this down.
Today we are reading from Mark chapter 14, verses 27 to 31. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the cock crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same.
Get our Bibles opening, and grown-ups, if you could turn to Mark 14 again, that'd be fantastic. Boys and girls, everything you need will be up here and on the screen behind us. But we're going to open the words of God, the sword of the Spirit. And so let's pray, shall we? And ask that God uses it today to make us whole, to do things in us. So let's pray together. God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you that it is the sword of your Holy Spirit to do good things in us and to make us whole. And we ask that that would happen today. In Jesus' name, amen. Fantastic. Now, boys and girls, some of you will know who this is. Who is this? That is Bob the Builder. Now, Bob and his team have a catchphrase, don't they? It's a catchphrase, and it goes like this. So if I said, "Can we fix it?" you would say,
"Yes, we can."
Maybe with a little bit more enthusiasm than that. Can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
Bob and his team have such a big view of their skills and all that they can do that when they hear about a problem, they think they can fix it. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. Bob and his team can fix them all. Can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
And friends, if we'd have had the time to go and meet Peter in person, if we'd have been around, I suspect that Peter would love to have been part of Bob's team. Peter was the sort of guy that if you'd said to Peter, "Peter, can you fix it?" he would say,
"Yes, we can."
Yes, we can. He was that type of guy. But Peter had to learn an important lesson in our story today. Peter had to learn a lesson that, in fact, every single one of us in this room needs to learn, whether we're small or whether we're big today. It's a lesson that we had to learn, and here it is. Hopefully, it should appear on the screen. I've lost the clicker. Here it is. It's over here. This is the lesson. Hopefully, it'll come up. It might not. Here it is. It'll come up on the screen in a minute. When it comes to two big things, okay? When it comes to forgiveness of sins, and when it comes to being faithful to Jesus, that means not kind of falling away, could Peter fix it? Very good. For those of you who didn't hear that, could Peter fix it? No, he couldn't. You see, Peter had to learn an important lesson that on this occasion, he could not fix it. When it came to forgiveness of sins and when it came to faithfulness, he could not fix it. In fact, this is what he had to learn. You see, we've been growing to know things about Jesus, but on this occasion, Peter had to grow to know something about himself. Peter had to learn this. I am a sheep. I want you to meet Peter. Can you say Peter? Go for it.
Peter.
That's good. You see, this is what Peter had to learn on this occasion. Peter had to learn, I am a sheep. Can we say that together, boys and girls? One, two, three. I am a sheep. And then we need to do a good bar noise. You ready? Go. So, One, two, three. I am a sheep. Now that is what Peter needed to learn. I want to introduce you this morning to Marley. This is Marley. Marley looks like a sheep, smells like a sheep, does silly things like a sheep. But Marley thinks he's a dog. Marley eats dog biscuits. Marley goes for walks on a lead with his owner. Marley tries to play games. But Marley is just a sheep. He thinks he's a dog, but he's just a sheep. And you see, it's very easy, just like Marley, to think more of ourselves than we ought to. It's very easy to think that we are more than just a sheep, that we're stronger than we actually are. You see, that's what happened to Peter in our story. But what did Peter have to learn? Can we say it together? One, two, three. I am a sheep. Bah. He had to learn that he was a sheep and he was not the shepherd. He had to learn that he was a sheep and he wasn't a savior. He had to learn that he was a sheep and he's not a superhero. He had to learn that he's a sheep and not God. That's what Peter needed to learn. You see, our story begins today with Jesus and Peter and the rest of his disciples probably walking down a road to a place called the Mount of Olives. And as they're walking down this road together, Jesus says to his disciples, he says to Peter, "You will all fall away." Now, what he means by that is actually, look, Peter, you and the rest of the disciples, you're all going to run away. You're all going to leave me on my own. And in fact, grown-ups especially, that phrase, fall away, is a phrase that means to kind of abandon Jesus, to for a moment to perhaps lose faith in Jesus, to stop trusting him. And Peter was told outright by Jesus, "You will all fall away. You will all leave me." Now, why? Well, grown-ups, if you've got your Bible in front of you, Jesus uses some words from the Old Testament, from Zechariah. And he says this, God speaking says, "I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." You see, Jesus is talking about the cross. Jesus is just hours away from the cross. And he says, when I'm arrested, when trouble and danger comes along, all you lot are going to run away. You're going to stop trusting me. You're going to run off in the other direction. And do you know what? In that moment, Jesus is saying, Peter, you're a sheep. You're going to run away. Because that's what sheep do when danger comes. Sheep run away. In May half term, so the holiday that's just gone, the Howard family went on a rather adventurous walk near where our parents live. And Emma had her phone out and she was taking us through. And eventually we came to this field of sheep. And it was this kind of standoff moment. So the Howard family, there we were, all eight of us, at the gate, giving the sheep the eyeballs. And they were looking, batting up, meh. And we were standing there, looking at them. I'm not sure who was more scared, but we're thinking, man, we've got to go through this field. And there's all these sheep gathered around this gate. And then we bravely opened the gate. And the Howard family walks through this gate. And then the sheep just went, boom, and they ran. They just ran across this field. They ran here and they ran there, except one that just stood there and looked at us. Meh. Meh. That's what it did. It just kept looking at us. Meh. And then eventually we kind of moved towards it. And what did it do? It ran away. Because that's what sheep do. When danger comes near, sheep run away. And Peter needed to learn that when the danger of the cross came near, that he was just a sheep. Like everyone else, he would run away because he was just a sheep. Can you say this with me? I am a sheep. Ma, not a shepherd. And you see, Peter, when Jesus said, look, you're all going to fall away, Peter says, oh, no, 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 Jesus, you've got it all wrong. So here's Peter, and he's standing before Jesus, and he says, look, Jesus, even if all the other disciples run away, not me. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to abandon you, Jesus, even if everyone else does. I'll stick by your side. And Jesus then turns around to Peter and says, Peter, no. I promise you that before this night is finished, you will pretend that you don't even know me. Before the cock crows, which is like your alarm clock going off, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. And even at this point, Peter says, no, Jesus, you've got it wrong. Even if I have to die with you, I will not abandon you. And actually, all the other disciples said the same. You see, Jesus was saying to Peter that you're going to be a sheep. You're going to run away. Now, many of you will know the story. Do you know what happened to Peter? Jesus did get arrested just a few hours later. The guards came, they arrested Jesus, and all the disciples, what did they do? They ran away. They scattered. They left Jesus on his own. Now, Peter was like that other sheep that we saw in the field, the one that didn't run away. He was a bit like, meh. So he was perhaps a little bit braver, and he followed Jesus into the very place where they were going to try him and where he was caught. But there, people asked him, hey, Peter, you were with that guy, weren't you? Jesus? And what do you think Peter said? He said, no. Don't even know him. And he did that three times. And then the cock crowed, cock-a-doodle-doo. And he remembered what Jesus said. And he ran outside and he wept bitterly. He cried because he realized what? I am a sheep. I am a sinful sheep. I'm someone who abandons Jesus when it comes to forgiveness and sorting out my own forgiveness. When it comes to being faithful to Jesus, I am just a sheep. Can we say this together? 1, 2, 3. I am a sheep. That is what we are. And it's easy to be like Marley and to think more of ourselves than we actually are. To think that we're bigger and stronger and braver and more able than we actually are. But the Bible says that we are sheep. The Bible calls us sheep over and over again. And one of the perhaps most famous verses that talks about us being sheep says this. It says, we all like sheep have gone astray. We've wandered off. Each of us has turned to his own way. We're like sheep. We've wandered away from God. When it comes to forgiveness, when it comes to faithfulness, can we fix it? No, we can't. Because, can we say this together? I am a sheep. Thank you for the half-hearted bar there from somebody. You see, Peter needed to learn this lesson. Peter needed to learn that he wasn't more than a sheep. And you and I need to learn this lesson as well. And the reason that we need to learn that is if you think that you are more than a sheep, then you'll think that you can help Jesus out with your forgiveness and your faithfulness. Did you know that? So if you're sitting here this morning and you're like Peter and you're saying, oh yeah, Jesus, I'm not going to leave you. I'll be right by your side. What you're actually saying to Jesus is, Jesus, this forgiveness thing, these sins that need forgiving, you and me, we can do that together. You and me, we can work forgiveness. You and me, we can save the world. But can we help Jesus?
No,
because we are just sheep. And when we think we're more than sheep, when we're like Marley and we think we're a dog and actually we're just a sheep, then we'll also think that we can be really faithful to Jesus. You know, maybe you go to school and you say, oh yeah, I can be a Christian at school. I can be a Christian in my workplace. And we think we're really strong and we won't give up. But if we think that we're more than sheep, can we fix it? No, we can't, because we are just sheep. You see, Peter came to know something. He came to know that when it comes to forgiveness and when it comes to his faithfulness, he could not fix it. He is just a sheep. And that's why what he learned next about Jesus was so important, because what he learned was this. He learned that Jesus is the shepherd that I need. So let me put this up, and then we'll have some actions for this one too. So we're going to go, Jesus is the shepherd, because they look out for things that I need. Okay, so go for this one. Ready? One, two, three. I am a sheep, but Jesus is the shepherd that I need. Sheep really need to be looked after, okay? If sheep are not looked after, bad things happen, okay? Excuse the pun. Bad things happen, all right? And in Turkey, in 2005, I recently heard a story about some shepherds that were looking after their sheep near the edge of a cliff. And for some reason, the shepherds got distracted, so they weren't looking after their sheep. Perhaps they were off playing a game or something and doing something. And two of the sheep kind of wandered very close to the edge of a cliff. And one of the sheep decided that it would be fine to walk off the edge of the cliff. Whew. At which point, all 1,499 of the other sheep proceeded to follow that one sheep off the cliff. And they all fell splat on the ground. Sheep need a shepherd. Because when they're not being looked after, bad things happen. And Jesus, for Peter, and for you and I who are sheep, bad things happen if we don't have a shepherd. And who is that shepherd? It is Jesus. Can we do this together? Jesus is the shepherd that I need. And the reason that Jesus is the shepherd that I need is because Jesus is the shepherd who was struck for his sheep. Can you do that with me? He was struck for his sheep. You see, as they were walking along the road, and as Jesus told the disciples they would all fall away, he quotes some words from an Old Testament book called Zechariah. And those words are God himself speaking. And in those words, God says, I will strike the shepherds. Now, to strike something, that word in the Bible actually means to strike it with a fatal blow. It means to kill it. And so God says, and this is a bit of a head scratcher. Can you give me a bit of a head scratcher? God sends his people a shepherd, someone to look after the sheep. But then God says, I will strike the shepherds and the sheep will be scattered. Now, why would God do that? Why would God do something so deadly to his shepherd who he sent to lead his sheep? Well, he did it because if we had time, we could go back to the book of Zechariah and we could read in chapter 13 that connected with that day when God would strike the shepherd, which was the day of the cross, God would open a fountain to cleanse people from their sins. So tied up with God striking the shepherd, with Jesus going to the cross, was the opening of a fountain to cleanse people from their sins. Now, have you guys ever seen a sheep dip? Who's ever seen a sheep dip? No one? Yeah, Damien's seen a sheep dip. That's good. Has anyone else seen a sheep dip here? Or is it just me? That's it. There, a few people have seen a sheep dip. Brilliant. So a sheep dip. So when I grew up, my mum and dad had friends who looked after sheep. And on this one time, they helped us, or they let us be involved in kind of dipping all the sheep in water. So what happens is, they're out in the field, they're all dirty, and they kind of pull them all in and they kind of get into a single line, and then there's a big kind of pool of water. And they go down into the pool of water all dirty, and then they're pushed down and they're scrubbed a bit. And then they come out the other side of the sheep dip and they're all like, ah, all nice and white and clean. Well, they're supposed to be. They're still pretty dirty. That's what happens. And I want to tell you, friends, that on the day that Jesus died on the cross, a sheep dip was opened. On the day that Jesus was struck by God the Father, on that moment of the cross, a sheep dip was opened because, friends, what are we? I am a sheep. And we are like sheep who are covered in all the dirt of the fields. All our sins are like the dirt that clings on to sheep. And as we come to Jesus, and as we trust in what he did at the cross for us, we are like sheep that are dipped in the water, dipped in, as it were, in his blood, and our sins are washed away. You see, Jesus is the shepherd that I need because Jesus is the shepherd who was struck for his sheep. Jesus is the one who was struck in my place. He took the punishment that I deserved so that all my sins could be washed away. You see, Peter grew to know that Jesus is the one who forgives our sins. Do you remember what happened to Peter? Peter let Jesus down, didn't he? Was Peter faithful to Jesus? No. Did Peter need forgiveness? Yes. And when Jesus rose from the dead, there's this wonderful moment when the ladies who first saw Jesus heard this good news. Jesus said to them, I want you to go and tell the disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee. Even though Peter had let Jesus down, even though Peter had sinned, Jesus restores him. He forgives him. He takes Peter and he plunges him in the sheep dip. And all his sins are forgiven. And he's restored. He's forgiven. That's one of the wonderful things that Peter came to know about Jesus. Can we say this together? Jesus is the shepherd that I need. Because he was the shepherd that was struck for his sheep. But he's also the shepherd we need, friends, because he's the shepherd who leads us. What does this say? Anyone know what this is? What does it say, Clara? Follow me. I don't know if you've ever been on a school trip and the teacher says to you, follow me, or they go before you. So maybe you're kind of heading off onto the bus or to a train and the teacher's leading the way and you're following behind. The teacher goes ahead of you. Has that ever happened to you? And you're following the teacher? Well, Jesus is like that as our shepherd. You see, once God had struck Jesus, once he had died and he was placed in a tomb, 3 days later, he rose again. Jesus is alive. And that means that Jesus is the shepherd who can now lead his sheep. Jesus is the one who can tell us where to go and what to do. As we listen to his word, the Bible, we listen to Jesus and we can follow him, our shepherds. He's the one who protects us and helps us. And here's the thing I particularly want us to think about this morning. Actually, Jesus is the shepherd who can help us where we are weak. And that is particularly when it comes to falling away, when it comes to faithfulness. You see, Jesus is the one who can help us. Could Peter be faithful on his own? No. When he tried to stand up for Jesus, when he tried to be all big and brave by himself and say, I'm going to stand with Jesus, he fell away. He was scattered like one of the sheep. But friends, Jesus, our shepherd, as we rely upon him, is the one who can help us be faithful to Jesus where he's put us. You see, when you think you are more than a sheep, it is likely that you'll fall away. But when you realize that you are a sheep and that you need a shepherd, then Jesus can help you to stand firm. He's the one who protects us. So when you go to school and maybe your friends are laughing at you because you believe in Jesus, actually, if you think, oh, I can be big and brave and strong, then it might go wrong. But actually, if you say, can we say this together? I am a sheep. And Jesus is the shepherd I need. Then Jesus will help us to be faithful. He'll help us to stick with him. Grown-ups, it's the same for us. Wherever he's put us, if we realize that we are sheep and we start to rely on Jesus as our shepherd, then he can help us to be faithful. He can help us not to fall away. So what did Peter grow to know? Let's see if we can do this together. Peter grew to know that I am a sheep. Bah! Peter wasn't a shepherd. He wasn't a savior. He wasn't a superhero. He wasn't God. He was just a sheep. But he grew to know something about Jesus. What did he grow to know? Jesus is the shepherd that I need. He's the shepherd we need, friends, because he was struck by God and because he goes ahead of us. He leads us and helps us to be faithful. So can we fix it?
No.
No, we can't. But we know a man who can. And so I want to ask you this morning, have you asked Jesus to clean you from your sins? Have you asked him to put you in that sheep dip, as it were, and wash away your sins? Are you relying on Jesus as your shepherd? Do you realize that you're just a sheep? Can you say what Peter grew to know on that day? I am a sheep, but Jesus is the shepherd I need.